Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Down East Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth, and they can shred your stuff. I mean, maybe you're doing some cleaning this fall and you've got documents that can get overwhelming, you know, and if you have a little home type of shredder that can only take a few pages at a time, who wants to do that?
Exactly.
Bring it all to Down East Graphics and Printing. They've got secure bins and they'll shred everything for you. Visit them at downeastgraphics.com.
Where would you like to start with City Scene today?
I'd love to start on roads, sidewalks, and core switches. Last night we had a special city council meeting to discuss some infrastructure investments. I think it was interesting on two levels. And a big props to our team. One is on our capital improvement plan. When I arrived in City Hall a little more than 2 years ago, I was pretty shocked that when I asked to see a capital improvement plan, I was kind of pointed to a website with a random list of roads, other information. I was like, what is... And then the best I could find was from 2020, 5 years before, when the city had a proper capital improvement plan. It's like, wow, we're going to have to do a lot of work here. Our deputy city manager, who we brought in, has incredible experience in transportation and in long-term capital planning, and she's finished the project of just an enormous update to her 1, 5, and 10-year capital improvement planning process. You can really see, I'm sure, I don't need to mention the citizens around here, the disinvestment in roads that happened over a decade. Sidewalks as well. We did a streetscape analysis of every stitch of the 125 miles of roads in Ellsworth and all of the sidewalks. And now we have a really, data-driven plan. We did $2 million in roads, 20 different roads in Ellsworth last year. This latest bit has another, I think, a 1.2 million in roads. We're posted there. You can find the information from the meeting last night where we discussed them. Sidewalk improvements, but then also going to bond instead of to a bond anticipation note, and then to bond on some of these projects to save Ellsworth some money as well is really, I think, helpful. It's also, to me, I think, interesting on all this growth, all this demand, all these city services, like how unfair it is to the taxpayer here in Ellsworth. The state gives about $270,000 in revenue sharing for roads. Mm-hmm. To give you an idea of our ridiculous amount of roads in Ellsworth, we spend more money than that on salt, sand, and steel for the plows.
Wow.
Than this. And when Ellsworth became an urban compact, when it passed the 7,500 population threshold in 2010 and had to take over maintenance responsibilities for these state roads, I mean, geez. yes, I know 7,500, but just small city like this with this much tourism demands, this much, 80,000 people in this area that depend on this as a service center, 4,000 people coming here every day for work.
Wow.
That reliance and that lack of state funding to reimburse this is a big issue.
All right. Okay. We are just getting started. Part two of City Scene with Charlie Pierce in studio coming up next on Star 97.7.
It's all brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth, and they print and publish books, whether it's a book of poetry or a photo book or nonfiction, fiction, whatever. They will format, print, and publish your special project and make it a reality at Down East Graphics and Printing.
And we're being joined in the studio live by a man with a lot of facts, figures, and stats flying around in his head, and he comes in and shares them with us on Wednesday. Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is here on City Scene.
Yeah. Sorry to maybe bore your listeners with a lot of this stuff.
It's great. Know, it's important.
How often do you actually hear something about, like, we're talking about roads and infrastructure and how it works?
Yeah, and how hard it is and the scale and the magnitude of the problem. I think, when I first became city manager and started looking at the budget and other pieces and, really big increases in some of our most needed areas of government, police, fire, schools, other pieces. And I talked to a city councilor. I was like, it seems like the only way to pull back here without dramatic cuts to city services would be to just cut infrastructure. Is that something? And this is a councilor at the time who was a former city official, had been there for, decades. Like, yep, that's this situation you face at the end of the line. Your only sort of discretionary piece, unless you're going to cut huge services, is infrastructure. But after 10 years of doing that, after becoming an urban compact, that's, and then the scale of the problem is just enormous once you start facing the backlog. But just take like one issue, like the Bayside Road, which is probably one of our worst roads in Ellsworth. It's Pothole City in the spring, and it's not a built road to the level that the state, it's a state road, but to get it to the kind of status where the state would continue to invest state money on paving it on a much more regular basis, it has to get to kind of a certain status for them to even consider it. So that becomes the city's responsibility to get a state road to a certain status so that it'll be paved on a much more, you know, to accommodate these 23,000 trips in the Bridge Hill intersection.
The city has to improve that road to a point where then the state will say, well, assist and help with it.
Correct. So we entered an initial partnership initiative to have a state's going to contribute $750,000, and then part of the infrastructure bond that was authorized. It doesn't authorize the spending. It's just the financial instrument for it. The city will have to contribute $750,000 as well. That's for the design and engineering phase. Now we haven't issued or finalized proposals for that to see exactly how much of that potential $1.5 million is going to go to the design and engineering, but the actual total cost to after the design and engineering is going to be multiple millions of dollars to get it to the level where it won't have potholes all the time, where to replace all the culverts to really get it to this back. And that's a state road.
Wow.
And so to me, it's just one of these issues we got to figure out if we're going to tackle $20 million in infrastructure backlog, which really was the year one recommendation. Obviously, we can't do that in a single year. We chose a much smaller year one, but that backlog remains. That depreciating capital assets and roads and sidewalks remains. And, you know, unless there's some larger changes for service centers like Ellsworth, you know, we've got some tough decisions to face.
Some great information. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
And this is City Scene, all brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.